All right, guys, I'd like for you to turn in your Bibles to Mark chapter 5. Mark chapter 5. We're going to focus in on verses 21 through 34. Actually, this next section goes from 21 through the end of the chapter, but we're only going to focus on the first part, and we're going to talk about Jesus. And we're going to try to give ourselves a bigger picture, a deeper understanding. What we're going to do is we're going to see his heart. And for some of you today, you need to see his heart. Because I know when we go through things, people will say, oh, it'll be okay. I've gone through it. You'll be all right. You'll be okay. It's not a thing. Don't worry about it. Well, let's be honest. When we go through stuff, it is a thing. It is earth-shattering to us. And when people say that to you, they're trying to be a comfort to you, you don't feel any comfort. It's like major. And then you've got all these feelings that you're wrestling with, and their fear, their anxiety, their loneliness, because you feel like nobody understands, nobody cares, nobody comprehends. And then we transfer those thoughts over into, this is how you are, God. You must not love me. You must not care for me. I don't hear from you. I'm praying about this. I'm talking to you. There is nothing. There's silence. But the problem or the situation still exists. And we wrestle with the reality of, does he care? Does he love us? Does he hear us? Here's the other one. Does he have time for us? Because, hey, you know, he's got all this other stuff going on in the world right now, you know? And we belittle the thing that we're going through, and so we think that it's insignificant for him. Well, this passage we're going to look at today is actually two stories intertwined. It's Jesus, after he has released Legion from this individual, coming back to the area of Galilee, coming back to the Jewish side of things on the lake, and he's meeting people, and he's met by somebody who needs his help, who is a ruler of the synagogue, which means he's a pretty big shot in town. And Jesus says that, yes, he'll go help him. But then while he's on his way to go help him, there's somebody else who has a need. And what we see here is not just that Jesus can do anything. What we see here is he's not too busy. And he has time for you and for me. So let me quit talking and let's just look at the passage together, okay? We're going to focus in on verse 21 through 34. Here's what Mark records. By the way, this story is shared in three of the Gospels. It's pretty significant. And when Jesus had crossed again in the boat to the other side, a great crowd gathered about him, and he was beside the sea. Then came one of the rulers of the synagogue, Jairus by name, and seeing him, he fell at his feet and implored him earnestly, saying, "My little daughter is at the point of death. Come and lay your hands on him, so that she may be made well and live." And he went with him. And a great crowd followed him and thronged about him. And there was a woman who had had a discharge of blood for 12 years, and who had suffered much under many physicians, and had spent all that she had, and was no better, but rather grew worse. She had heard the reports about Jesus and came up behind him in a crowd and touched his garment. For she said, "If I touch even his garments, I will be made well." And immediately the flow of blood dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of her disease. And Jesus, perceiving in himself that power had gone out from him, immediately turned about in the crowd and said, "Who touched my garments?" And his disciples said to him, "You see the crowd pressing around you, and yet you say, 'Who touched me?'" And he looked around to see who had done it. But the woman, knowing what happened to her, came in fear and trembling and fell down before him and told him the whole truth. And he said to her, "Daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace, be healed of your disease." It's quite a story, isn't it? Starts out with a ruler coming to him, and we'll talk about him next week. Ruler coming to him, wanting help for his daughter. He's got this huge crowd around him. Now, we only see things like that on TV, right? Where we see somebody walking through and he's got a, they've got